from Chicago, the Jack Baker Show. Well, hi, neighbors. That feller Ed Allen sure is right.
Yep.
This is Jack Baker, and we plan on being here at the Bar Nothing Ranch for a spell so we can bring you some of your favorite Western and folk music, the finest on record. Well, I bet we can help you get the day started off in high gear, so just pull up a chair and make yourself right at home. Tex William hits the nail right on the head with "Cheaters Never Prosper." Come on, Tex.
Come on.
When you were just a kid in school, you always used to break the rule. But you got caught and whammeroo, the teacher broke the rule on you.
Cheaters never prosper, no, cheaters never prosper. So you had better mend your cheating ways.
When you grew up, you didn't change. Your poker game was mighty strange. You drew your ace from down beneath and lost the pot and two front teeth.
Cheaters never prosper. No, cheaters never prosper. So you had better mend your cheating
public telephone, but couldn't leave the slugs alone. You got your number, what I mean, yes, prison 6 in cell 14.
Cheaters never prosper, no, cheaters never prosper. So you had better mend your cheating ways.
Tilt and you were pretty nearly killed.
Cheaters never prosper, no, cheaters never prosper. So you had better mend your cheating ways.
Your aunt was sick last night, you say. Was she the blonde in that cafe? If that's your aunt, well, man, what gives? You didn't act like relatives.
Cheaters never prosper, no, cheaters never prosper. So you had better mend. Yes, you had better mend. Yes, you had better mend your cheating ways.
Well, you got something there, Tex, and we've got something here from a certain gal out in El Paso, Texas. Louise Marie Gomez. She's a rootin' tootin' fan of Bing Crosby and suggests that we use him more often on the show here. Si, senorita. Muchas gracias, or something like that, for your letter. What does that mean, Ed?
Well, it means it's time to start the music, muchacho.
Oh, oh, well. Come on, Senor Crosby. I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes. Hmm?
Told me once, dear, that you loved me, and you promised that we would never part. But a link in the chain that's been broken leaves me now with a sad and aching heart. When the cold shall enclose me, will you come, dear, and shed just one tear? Will you say to the strangers all around you that a heart you have broken light here. Oh, I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes, who is sailing far over the sea. Oh, I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes, and I wonder if you ever think of me.
It's the symbol of the YWCA, where you achieve physical health, mental growth, and moral strength. It's a sign that's known the world over in this country and in 64 others. It's the sign of a world fellowship that gives you an honest that it's your world. National YWCA Week, now being recognized by YWCAs all over the United States, is using that theme. It's your world. Join it through the YWCA. Well, Ernie Tubb and Red Foley sent along their version of The Strange Little Girl for you girls. Let's have it now, Louie.
Sweetheart and I had a quarrel. I was troubled as a body can get. So I put on my coat and walked out into the night when a strange little girl I met.
Now I don't know who she was.
She knew of our quarrel, and I listened as she softly spoke on. She said, true love is rare, so don't lose the love you share. And before I could speak, she was gone.
Now I don't know who she was, and I don't
and back to the home of my sweetheart, and I told her of the girl I did see.
She said, darling, I prayed you'd forgive me and return, for the same little girl came to me.
Now we don't know who she was, and we don't eyes of the strange little girl. We only know there was an angel glow in the eyes of the strange little girl.
Well, Ed, what wad of wisdom do you have for us today, huh?
It's a rare wife who can't hold her temper till her husband finishes washing the dishes.
Hey, I like that.
Say, Jack, you told me something about women and their husbands that was very true. I kind of think the folks would like to hear it.
Well, let's see. You know, if a woman would try holding her husband like she does a butterfly, she'd keep him longer. Now, don't grasp him and crush him. He's fragile. Hold him tenderly. he'll nestle right in your hand. Say, I heard that the other day, and I did think the folks would like to hear it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well, you can take it for what it's worth. Some music, Louie.
We were waltzing that night in Kentucky by that beautiful harvest moon. And I was the boy that was lucky, but it all ended too soon. As I sit here alone in the moonlight, I see your smiling face, and I long once more for your embrace and that beautiful Kentucky walls. Kentucky, by that beautiful harvest moon, and I was the boy that was lucky, but it all ended too soon. As I sit here alone in the moonlight, I see your smiling face, and I long once more for your embrace and that beautiful Kentucky.
Well, I guess you know that was Eddie Arnold, Kentucky Waltz. Tennessee Plowboy, where they grow a lot of good tobacco down in Kentucky and Tennessee. Well, there you have our recorded offerings for the time being, but just as sure as shooting, folks, there'll be more to come later. This is your old friend Jackson Baker in Chicago saying bye for now.
Jack Baker Show came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.